We are going into the world.
And the theme of the message that is being given to us
Akori Iwasun wa loni
is what we call new dawn.
O ni igba otun.
Let a living soul shout hallelujah.
Check your line, yon, okay, hallelujah.
New dawn.
Igba otun.
According to my own research,
gege bi ayewo ti awon baba wa se,
I would like to tell you this morning that what we call new dawn, as far as this kingdom is concerned, is for I and you to embrace a new beginning.
Ohun ti a n pe ni igba otun fun emi ati re ni gege bi onigbagbo o ni lati ni ipaya lati bere ohun tutun.
And when you are starting a new beginning according to the word of God,
nigba to ba n gbe igbese tutun gege bi oro Olorun,
any life that the word of the Lord is absent,
gbogbo aye ti ko ni oro Olorun,
can never, I repeat, that life can never experience the goodness of God.
Iru aye be ko le ri ayo Olorun.
According to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17,
gege bi iwe Corinthi keji ori karun ese ketadilogun,
any man that find himself in Christ,
gbogbo enikeni to ba ri ara re ninu Christi,
is a new creation.
O je da tutun.
Iyen ni wipe ohun atijo ma koja,
which means all things will be overlooked.
Iru eni be ma die da tutun.
Such person will be a new creation.
Mo wo eni ti ami re ma jade labe ohun yi.
Father is looking for someone that can say power
well. Gbogbo ibi aye atijo to ti gbe sugbon to pada wa nka ba.
Every old steps and ways
show my shame alagbara loruko Jesu adani waye ma tun aye re se.
The Lord will restore your life.
Mo ni Oluwa ma pada tun aye re se.
God will restore your life
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
That is not where we are going this morning.
Ki se bi se an lo ni owuro yi ni.
But I'm going to take my time to explain to you.
Abobama fi aye won sile lati
si alaye okoko fun wa. When God has set a program for your life.
Bi Olorun ba ti gbe ohun kokoko kale fun aye
wa. When God is taking you into a new season of a new dawn.
Bi Olorun ba mu o lo si igba otun ni akoko tutun.
Things you discover around you.
Awon kokoko wa to ma sele ni agbegbe
re. And there are some things you need to consider as a believer.
O le ni awon to gbodo se ayewo re gege bi onigbagbo.
This kingdom is concerned.
Ninu irin ajo la
ni igbagbo. There are some analysis, there are some function that operates on the glory of God.
O ni awon to gbodo yoyan na re to wa ninu ogun Olorun.
There are some principle that makes that glory of God to function.
O ni awon kokan to duro gege bi opo to je ki ogun Olorun ko sise.
After a lot of trials and tribulations,
leyin gbogbo idamu ati wahala.
After a lot of shames and mockery,
geleyin itiju.
Bibe ni so wipe bi ekun ba pe di ale.
The Bible says if cry tarry for night,
o so wipe ayo nbo loro.
Joy comes in the morning.
Shami la pa bi to joko si.
Say amen wherever you are.
Ohun to nla koja loni.
That thing you are passing through today.
Loruko Jesu ko ni pada ba emi ran lo.
It will not take your life in
Oh, Shami Adada.
Say a better amen.
Oh, Shami Soke.
Say a louder amen.
Money go ni ba emi ran lo.
It will not take your life.
In the name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
There are seasons in a man's life.
Awon igba akoko kan wa ni aye gbogbo eniyan.
As far as this kingdom is concerned.
Ninu irin ajo aye yi.
The book of Ecclesiastes make us to understand.
Iwe oniwaasu fi ye wa wipe.
Wipe ohun gbogbo ni igba ti akoko wa fun.
That there is time for and season for
everything. Ati fun ise rere ni abi orun.
For every good works under the heaven.
And all this season has to be put in consideration.
Gbogbo awon akoko yi la gbodo se ayewo re.
For you to know that truly God is taking you to a place that is higher than the place you are.
Lati je ko mo wipe Oluwa mu o lo si bi giga to ju bi to wa lo.
O ma da fun yin sir.
Amen.
Ki se bi to wa leni Olorun ni eto mi fun e.
Not where you are, but God has a greater plan for you.
But the first thing you will discover,
ohun akoko to ma ri,
after a lot of things,
leyin gbogbo wahala,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
which is the first season,
to je igba akoko,
that appear unto you in the seasons of new dawn.
It's
that season of the manifestation of the word of God.
Oni akoko ifara oro Olorun.
O ma da fun yin. akoko fun ifara won won ti olorun ti so.
The time for the manifestation of God, what
when
God has promised.
When you are still operating under the power,
ṣugbọn bi o ba sise labi agbara,
that you know what God can do,
to mo ti olorun le se,
and you still you are still familiar with those things,
o si fara pe awon kan wonyi,
those analysis,
awon to ti yan na
na, those word that you know that when you say these things,
àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tí ìwọ fúnra rẹ mọ̀ pé tó bá sọ jáde.
Even if the days are breaking day by day into pieces,
tí a bá pín àwọn ìgbà sí oríṣiríṣi ọ̀nà,
what God can do, he will never reveal it unto you.
Wípé Ọlọ́run, ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ ṣe kò ní fi hàn.
You need to take away those familiarity.
O gbọ́dọ̀ mú àwọn kan wọ̀nyí kúrò.
Hold on unto these things.
Akodi kankan yìí mú.
Your life must be able to operate under the word of God.
Agbe rẹ gbọdọ ma ṣiṣẹ labẹ ọrọ Ọlọrun.
For you to be able to enjoy that season of manifestation of his glory.
Fún ọ láti gbádùn ìfarahàn ogo rẹ.
Ọlọrun ní májẹ̀mú fún wa.
God has come to us.
Ọlọrun sì ní ètò fún wa.
God also has plans for us.
Gbogbo ẹni tí ò bá rìn nínú ìfẹ́ àti májẹ̀mú Ọlọrun.
For whoever is not walking according to the commandment of God, shall not enjoy the grace of the Lord.
The season of manifestation of his word.
Àkókò ìfarahàn ọrọ rẹ.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ayé bá gan ẹ́.
When the world has mocked you.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n bá sọ̀rọ̀ sí ẹ.
When you have been mocked.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí wọ́n fojú aláìní kan ṣèkan wọ̀.
When they have seen you as a nonentity or nobody.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tí ìrètí bá pin fún ọ.
When you have no hope.
Ọlọ́run wá mú ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ jáde.
God will bring forth his word.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bó ti bá láṣẹ.
As he has declared and instructed.
A sì mú wá sí ìmúṣẹ.
And also bring it to pass.
If you look at the life of Noah.
Tí a bá wo ìgbé ayé Noah.
Immediately after the flood.
Lẹ́yìn ikú omi.
When Noah was building an ark.
Nígbà tí ó ń kọ́ ilé náà.
Nígbà tó ń kọ́ ọkọ̀ yìí.
When he was building the ark.
Àwọn èèyàn fojú aláìní kan ṣèkan wo
Noah. People were looking at him as a nonentity or stupid person.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí ikú omi dé.
But when the flood came.
Nígbà tó mi fà lórí òkè Ararati tí ìyàngbẹ́ ilẹ̀ farahàn.
But when the flood stopped or reduced.
Noah padà di ẹni tó ń tẹ́ pẹpẹ ọpẹ́ sí Ọlọ́run.
Noah gave thanks to the Lord.
Gbogbo ẹni tó ṣe dúró di ẹ nlé.
Everyone that is waiting for you
to. Tó retí pé kò ṣubú tàbí kí nǹkan dàrú kí wọ́n lè sọ pé ṣe bá sọ fún ẹ.
That is waiting for you to fall to be put to
shame. Ṣé o máa ṣàmí ńlá?
Can you say a loud amen?
Lórúkọ Jésù lórí ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ Olúwa máa dojú tirú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀.
Over your life God will put you to shame.
O ṣàmí dáadáa.
Say a better amen.
Mo ní Olúwa máa dojú tiwọn.
God will put them to shame.
In the name of Jesus.
Ní orúkọ Jésù.
The second season you will notice.
Ọ̀hà ìgbà kejì àkókò kejì tó máa rí.
When God has set a new done in your life.
Nígbà tí Ọlọ́run bá ti fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìgbà ọ̀tún ní iwájú rẹ.
It's the season of his appearance.
O ní àkókò ìfarahàn rẹ̀.
Lẹ́yìn tó bá dá májẹ̀mú tó mú iṣẹ́.
After he has promised and has fulfilled his promises.
Ọlọ́run á sì farahàn.
God will show up.
Kí gbogbo ayé lè mọ̀ wípé ẹni tó ń ṣeré.
So that the world will know that he's the one in charge.
Abraham jókòó lẹ́nu ọ̀nà.
Abraham was seated
ní ìmòrú ọjọ́. Àwọn angẹ́lì tá a rán sí ilẹ̀ Sodomu àti Gomorrah.
The angels going to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Wọ́n kọjá.
They were passing by.
Abraham súré tẹ̀lé wọn.
Abraham ran after them.
Ó sì rí ìfarahàn
lọ. And he saw the appearance of God.
There is a mystery.
Ohun èdìdí.
The ways.
Ọ̀nà.
That God operates.
Tí Ọlọ́run fi ṣiṣẹ́.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When God is operating under his platform of promises.
Tí Ọlọ́run bá ń ṣiṣẹ́ lórí ìpinnu rẹ̀.
It has no indicator.
Kò sí ohun tó lè fi hàn.
So none of us can imagine what God is about to do.
Kò sẹ́ni tó mọ ohun tí Ọlọ́run lè ṣe.
It is beyond man's imagination.
Ó ju òye wa lọ.
And the third one is your season of training.
Ṣùgbọ́n tó ó jẹ́ àkókò ìgbaradì.
Don't forget the season of manifestation of glory.
Má ṣe gbàgbé àkókò ìfarahàn ogo rẹ̀.
The season of appearance.
Àkókò ìfarahàn rẹ̀.
And it will get to a time you discover the season of your training.
Ó máa àkókò kan máa wà fún àkókò ìgbaradì.
For every Pharaoh in your life there is a Joseph.
Fún gbogbo Pharaoh ní ayé rẹ̀.
Listen and listen good.
Gbọ́ dáradára.
For every Saul in your life there is Samuel.
Fún gbogbo Saul ni Samuel wà.
So there is no believer that has the opportunity to share a testimony in the presence of God without passing through some difficulties.
Kò sí ẹni tó lè jẹ́rìí ohun tí Ọlọ́run ṣe
But there are some things you need to do. There are some things you need to engage yourself in. Number one, for you to be able to enjoy all these platforms, you need to make a strong decision. Your decision defines your destiny. Am I talking to somebody? Your decision in life divine destiny. And your destiny. Immediately when you make that decision, you'll be waiting alongside with your destiny. And these two operate under the power of consequence. If you determine to be somebody in life, if you determine to walk according to the commandment of God, do not forget that there's a reward.
Decision making. Many make wrong decisions at the beginning of their life. But I
speak
to you this morning the word of
hope
that God is still waiting in his infinite mercy to
fulfill his covenant
in your life. If you, the world and the expert said none of his
world will go without being fulfilled. If you want to go into a new covenant, if God is taking you to a new dawn, you need a new decision which has to do with the word of the Lord.
When you are making a decision outside the word of God,
then
you are making a wrong decision. For everything you are about to ask from the Lord, has to base,
hallelujah,
according to the word of God.
When
you're acting of anything outside that covenant, outside the promises that he has made, then you are making it wrong.
Amen.
Many of
us ask what is not
in the
promise
of God. When
the Lord wants to do a new thing, you need to look at
his promise.
Are these things God wants to do? Are they in line with the
promise
of God? Are they in line with the promises of God?
Am I talking to somebody? So please, my brothers and sisters, in the name of the Lord, as we are approaching the new glory, as we are expecting the new thing that God is about to do, let us be prepared in our mind for every prayer to be answered in life. It has to do with what God has said in his word.
Do not ask God what is not in his promise. Do not expect what is not in his promise. Our God is able to do all things.
So when he places a covenant before you, immediately when you make that decision, the consequence will be activated.
If you determine to be rich or well in life,
if
someone that wants to go to higher places,
there
are consequences also waiting. Do not forget that the consequences of some decisions is poverty.
God bless you, sir. Barrenness is a consequence. Failure is a consequence. Disappointment is a consequence of every wrong decision that is being made. But I pray for you here this morning. Kini mo fola mi si yi
in every area you have missed.
Iwo to shame labe ohun yi.
For you that is saying
loruko Olorun Samuel bi le wo shofa.
In the name of the God of the
Father. Anu Olorun ma bi aye re jade.
Mercy of the Lord will direct your life.
Shame dada now.
Say a better amen.
Anu ma bi aye re jade.
The mercy of the Lord will
open. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Ni oruko Jesu.
When God is taking you to a place, according to his word, according to what he has said, you need to prepare yourself. And you need to hold on to that word, which is the word of God. Where many people lack the word of God, it is hard for such groups or for such gathering to be able to participate in the glory that he has promised.
David said, this
is
what I have kept in my heart so that I will not sin against thee. What do you have? What do you rest on in his word? Which you are waiting for a new dawn to come. What are the steps you have taken?
These are the areas you need to search yourself. To the glory of God, this is the second month in this year. When you look at the days, it's exactly 40 days in this year. We still have a lot of time for I and you to replan ourselves. To reschedule ourselves. Back into the glory of God, which is the power of new
dawn.
You need to examine yourself. Are you becoming useful in the house of the Lord? Are you becoming more relevant in the house of the Lord?
Shake it. Hope you are not doing as you like.
Has
been read to us in the lesson. Hope you are not living your life unrepentantly.
Nítorí gbogbo ẹni tí ayé rẹ ò bá fi ògo fún Ọlọ́run.
Because for every life that does not glorify God. Irú ayé
bẹ́ẹ̀ ò lè gbádùn orí Ọlọ́run.
Such life cannot enjoy the glory of the Lord.
Gbogbo ayé tí ò bá ti sí lábẹ́ májẹ̀mú àti orí ọ̀fẹ́ Ọlọ́run.
Every life that is not under the promises and commandments of God. Irú ayé
bẹ́ẹ̀ kì í rí nǹkan tó dáa gbà lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Such life does not receive good things from the Lord.
Nítorí Bíbélì sọ wípé Olóhun máa ṣàánú fún àwọn tó ń máa ṣàánú.
Because the Bible acknowledges that God will have mercy on whom he will have mercy on.
With the situation of things in your life now.
Nínú gbogbo ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ayé rẹ.
With what you have been able to gather in this year.
Fún gbogbo ohun tó o bá ti lè pamọ́.
I want you to examine yourself.
Mo fẹ́ kó yí ara rẹ
wò. It is not everything the Holy Spirit will tell you.
Kì í ṣe ohun gbogbo ni Ẹ̀mí Mímọ́ yóò sọ fún
ọ. There are some things you need to call yourself to order.
Wọ́n ní àwọn kan tí o gbọ́dọ̀ pe ara rẹ sí
àkíyèsí. We call this self-examination.
Èyí ni à ń pè ní àyẹ̀wò ara.
Wòlíì kọ́ ló sọ fún ọmọ onínàkínà pé kó padà sílé.
It is not a prophet that told the prodigal son to come back home.
Kì í ṣe Ẹ̀mí Mímọ́ ló sọ fún ọmọ onínàkínà pé kó padà sílé.
It was not the Holy Spirit that told the prodigal son to come back
home. Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tó jókòó tó wu apá abẹ tó ti ṣubú.
But when he sat down and looked at the
ó dẹ̀rù lọ́kùn ẹ̀ pé nísinsin èmi ò dìde.
And he made a decision and said,
ó lè mí sì máa tọ bàbá mi lọ.
That I will go and meet my father.
Ìyẹn ni wípé kí ohun gbogbo tó ti dàrú.
For everything that has come.
Kí àtúnṣe lè dé bá wọn.
For solution to come to them.
My brothers and sisters, I want you to examine yourself.
Mo fẹ́ kó yí ara rẹ wò.
In which way do you deserve that glory that you are expecting?
Lọ́nà wo ló ti yẹ fún ògo tí ò ń retí?
Ǹjẹ́ o tiẹ̀ wúlò fún ògo tá a fẹ́ fún ọ?
Are you useful for this glory you are
waiting for? Ǹjẹ́ bí ògo ìbá tiẹ̀ dé sí ẹ lọ́wọ́ ṣé ò ní ṣe lò?
When you receive this glory, will you not misuse it?
Ǹjẹ́ bí ògo ìbá dé padà sí ẹ lọ́wọ́?
When this glory is restored to you.
Ṣé ò ní fi ìwà àtijọ́ ba ìrìn àjò ògo náà jẹ́?
Hope you won't destroy the glory with the old ways.
Nínú ṣọ́ọ̀ṣì kan náà ni.
In this church.
Lágbájá ṣẹ̀mí mi ò ní kí i mọ́.
Someone offended me, I won't greet you.
Ó dá ayé àtún wá.
until another
word.
Nobody can admonish me. If shepherd engaged himself in
knowledge,
also in this church.
In
this same church.
In celestial church of Christ.
In this same celestial
fold.
You are not concerned about what happened. You were called and being asked. When you have been given the grace, will you be a
Daju?
Think deeply. Before you have been called into this
glory. Now you have been called into that glory. And for you to get those covenants that he has in his reserve,
we have forgotten how we have been called in. We are doing as we like. In the name of Jesus, we shall not mix the grace of the Lord.
The Bible says, for many have sinned and we have come short of the glory of God. You have listened to many sermons. People have come to these people to deliver different kind of word of God with you. But have you been able to listen, to abide with those words?
Every life with no mercy does not testify.
For
as many that receive the glory of God, we always testify.
By the authority of Jesus Christ, the power and the mercy for you to be able to rejoice in this year, my Father will shower it upon your life. I said those power will be showered upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever New Dawn is mentioned,
it is God that is a New Dawn. God is the New Dawn. If you give him the opportunity to open your life, he said, I'm coming. That I'm, my reward is with you to give unto everyone according to their deeds. In the name of Jesus. But when God comes, for everyone that is saying amen, your life will not be in bondage. Rise up on your feet. I just want you to say amen. Joseph was put in the prison. And he gave interpretation of dreams to two people. That dream he told his brothers, which for the reason they sold him, let everyone outside say amen. Everyone that has seen your tomorrow before you, that is on the journey of evil over your life. For everyone that is saying, God will use them as a step for you.
Oh, Shami Dada.
Say a better amen.
We
use them as a step
in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone that has forgotten you, remember the wine presser could not remember
Joseph.
The
wine presser forgot Joseph.
The Bible recorded the deeds that he spent extra 2 years. Until
he was summoned to come to the palace.
Where you are today,
you might have wasted your time. You might have But if God does not summon you cannot get to the palace. Raise up your two hands. The God of every time and season. The God has a power.
Mo pe owa soju ise.
Our Father is calling you.
Lori gbogbo owo ti mo nwo loke yi.
Be
a mi re ba jade.
You can say a powerful
word. Loruko Jesu oba awon ba ma siwe iranti kan.
God will remember you.
O ni Oluwa ma siwe iranti kan.
God will remember you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
E bi owo yen sile. Jege ni kon ba mi siwe awon ba.
Let some open to the book of Kings.
First Kings chapter number 18.
Kings, First Kings 18.
O si se leyin ojo popo aha we pe lo aha mo ma rojo sori ile o lo fi ara re han arabu yes oh ha yes ma nje yes o se aha yes sir aha aha yes yes aha si orisun omi gbogbo ati si odo gbogbo e lo si verse 20 ma arabu ranse si gbogbo awon omo israeli please I want you to listen to me very well. It's exactly 40 days.
You have labored, but this year is also going to an end.
Elijah wa nile.
Elijah
awon alapa ida wo ni na si be ninu ilu.
Fake prophet is also in the land.
Ṣugbọn won o le pe Olorun won ki Olorun ko da won lohun.
But they call upon their God, but their God
won pe Olorun laaro losun ati lale Olorun owo bi ti won wa.
They call upon their God, but do not look at them.
Nitori pe ohun ti o tun Olorun ni won sin.
Because they are worshiping other
gods. Why Elijah pase?
Elijah fire descended.
O si jo gbogbo ebo bale
run. And destroyed the
mo si mi ni agbara ti be ninu eje ogun agutan.
My father is resting upon the
mo so bi wo ni olodun mare.
My father is declaring as the prophet of the
world. Bo ni to shame ninu ile yi.
Everyone is his
eye. Ni Oluwa ti be ti emi re nbe.
The Lord live.
Iranlowo ma dide fun aye re.
The Lord shall raise up for you.
Shabi dada mo lo ma dide fun aye re. In the mighty name of Jesus. Gbogbo won epo ti won ko sile. Won pe Olorun Olorun o de da won lo.
They call upon their God, but he failed them.
Gbogbo eni to tori ire ririn ajo ibi.
Everyone on the journey of evil.
Ninu odun 2025.
In this year 2025.
Gbogbo pepe bali ti won ti fi oruko re ati omo si.
Every altar.
Gbogbo ahamo ti aye fi ise re si.
Every bondage that your work.
Bi ami ba ti enu re jabo.
If you can say amen.
Loruko Jesu ina Olorun ko so nibe.
The fire of the Lord shall descend here.
Money ina Oluwa ma so nibe.
The fire of the Lord shall descend
in the mighty name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
We are going to pray.
Awon pa atura.
Elijah pase ina so kale.
Elijah declared the fire descended.
Awon 450 ti wa nbe.
There are several prophets there. But God did not answer them.
For every new thing to happen in man's life, your prayer must be effective in the presence of God.
Anyone that tell you that prayer is not
sufficient,
such person is an enemy of God.
The Bible says,
the prayer
are you ready to pray? So we pray, O Lord. I want to go and look at your sorrow. So pray Jesus.
Say Jesus.
So we pray Papa.
Say my father.
Iranlowo ti aye mi nilo.
He help my life need.
Lati bo sinu ipele tuntun.
To go to start.
Oluwa yonda for me.
Father,
yo adua. Badua dada o.
Pray very well.
Oluwa yonda for me.
Father, release them to me.
Iranlowo ati anu ti aye mi nilo.
Help and mercy my life need.
Oluwa file mi lowo.
Father, release them to me.
Oluwa file mi lowo.
Father, release them unto me.
Mombo.
Oluwa file mi lowo.
Father, release them to me.
Oluwa file mi lowo.
Father, release them to me.
For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
You are not praying this prayer the way I want you to pray the prayer.
Oh, dura yi dara dara.
Please, I want you to hold someone beside you.
Mo fe ko di eniyan kan mu ni egbe re.
Egbe owo en sori keyboard e. Celestia ni je ki gogo araye le mo daju we. Jesus ni kalaba.
Lori aye gogo.
The Bible says, and the hand of the Lord rests upon Elijah.
And he was
able to overtake the chariots.
Anyone that can save men from outside to the auditorium,
that hand of the Lord will rest upon your life. Oh, Shamidada. It will rest upon your marriage. It will rest upon your businesses. In the mighty name of Jesus.
And the Bible says Jabez was honored.
Jabez je olola
laarin gbogbo awon ti won jo bi
laarin awon arakunrin re.
When you stay too long in a particular spot, it starts to become your neighbor.
To ba wa ni oju kan itiju yo ma ba o pe
bo ba ti peju loju kan.
When you tarry in a position,
people will disgrace you for nothing.
You will be people
that will disregard you, they will disrespect you.
Awen eyan yo
soro. But when the message of the Lord speak for you,
ṣugbọn bi anu Olorun ba soro,
that message can declare speed over your life.
Yo
Anu lo gbe Joseph lati eyin to so de ni waju.
It was Mercy that took Joseph to the palace.
Bi anu ba yowo eya de yan lasan.
When there's no mercy, you become nobody.
And that was the reason why I asked you to sing that song.
Bakan to na mo se ni
ko. Je ki gbogbo araye le mo daju pe. Jesus ni koloba. No. Body was so we pray Jesus. So we pray Oluwa.
Say my Lord.
In our timothy mo yi.
This person I'm on.
Lord you are aye re. Oluwa fi agbara re han.
Father my
Lord. Oluwa yadu. Oluwa fi tito bi re han.
Father manifest your kindness.
Oluwa fi ajulo han.
Le mo daju wipe. Jesus ni kon.
Fi ajulo han.
Lori aye gbogbo. Baba fagbara.
Oluwa fi han.
Je ki gbogbo ha.
Oluwa fi han.
Jesus ni kon oba. Lori.
Lori eni ti mo dibo yi. Olorun fi tito bi re han. Oluwa fi tito bi re han. Fi agbara re han. Lori ranse yi. Laarin Sunday meje yi. Eni ni elekefa. Oluwa fi ara re han.